Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It's 8:31. I'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. I guess I will do the opening. Kaunagan jopa suhunsiose ji nate ondu gana hiladungsla. Agwegos kaji adwahwe nuni ngwahni gula daitinawe ladu nain yunki nuha ohunjage ji sego. Nain kahion dis awahi, ji sego inadliwan dero hari da tunyon duha king guatnigo. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni in guatnigo ladaitino we ladu. Nain oyunqua u, ji sego inadliwan dero hari da tunyon duha king guatnigo. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni in guatnigo ladaitino we ladu. Nain onunqua togu, ji sego inadliwan dero hari da tunyon duha king guatnigo. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni in guatnigula daitinoe ladu nain asanate gunahndele, ji sego yunkinugula dai da tunyon duha king guatnigo. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni in guatnigula daitinoe ladu nain galunda suha, ji sego inaliwan diero hari da tunyon duha king guatnigo. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni in guatnigula daitinoe ladu nain gundilio suha, ji sego inaliwan diero hari da tunyon duha king guatnigo. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni in guatnigula daitinoe ladu nain gunjokwa, ji sego inaliwan diero hari da tunyon duha king guatnigo. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni in guatnigula daitinoe ladu nain ojita suha, ji sego inaliwan diero hari da tunyon duha king guatnigo. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni in guatnigula daitinoe ladu nain owela suha, ji sego inaliwan diero hari da tunyon duha king guatnigo. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni in guatnigula daitinoe ladu nain ladisa gayundese, ji sego inaliwan diero hari da tunyon duha king guatnigo. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni in guatnigula daitinoe ladu nain nin yoji stokwalu, ji sego inaliwan diero hari da tunyon duha king guatnigo. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni in guatnigula daitinoe ladu nain yodahalotsun kwa jiha, ji sego lonaliwan diero hari da tunyon duha king guatnigo. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni in guatnigula daitinoe ladu nain yunki sota hwe nidale, ji sego yunki nugula dari da tunyon duha king guatnigo. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni in guatnigula daitinoe ladu nain gaye niungwedage, ji sego inaliwan diero hari da tunyon duha king guatnigo. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni in guatnigula daitinoe ladu nain skanadalio, ji sego inaliwan diero hari da tunyon duha king guatnigo. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni in guatnigula daitinoe ladu nain sunkwai disu, ji sego yonaliwan diero hari da tunyon duha king guatnigo. Dani. So we have a special recognition this morning for Christine Klemek, and I believe Beth.
I'm here.
She's not here yet. Okay. Well, I guess we could move on in the agenda and pause when she gets here. We have the adoption of the agenda. Is there any changes to the agenda? Lisa?
Mr. Chairman, there are, I believe there's approximately five handouts that are additional information to what we already have on the agenda, but there are no requested additions or deletions at this time. So with that, I'll make a motion to adopt the agenda as presented.
Support.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next up, we have minutes of September 13th. Lisa?
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to approve the September 13th, 2017 regular BC meeting minutes.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions?
Abstain.
Two abstentions, David and Jenny. Motion carries. Next up, we have resolutions. We have the adopt resolution entitled Resolution Appointing Representative to the Wisconsin Intertribal Repatriation Committee.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
This is an updated resolution for the Wisconsin Intertribal Repatriation Committee. In the past, Karina has been our representative. Thank you for all your work. This resolution is to update that appointment, including Rob Brown to be the alternate for this committee, I believe, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Was there any additional information that we needed to be aware of?
No, just that I've been part of this committee since 1997. Mm-hmm. And the resolution came from the Great Lakes Intertribal Repatriation Committee, which I'm going to address their committee as well to get on their agenda to get their resolution updated as a subcommittee. I am the appointed treasurer for the Wisconsin Intertribal Repatriation Committee. I was voted in this year for that. So that's, I'm continuing the work on behalf of the Oneida Nation.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, right.
Motion to approve the resolution appointing representatives to the Wisconsin Intertribal Repatriation Committee.
Second.
Adopt the resolution.
Motion has been made and seconded to adopt the resolution. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote on the resolution. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next resolution up is entitled Setting the Strategic Plan for the 2017 through 2020 Term of the Oneida Business Committee.
So moved, Mr. Chair. Support.
Okay, motion has been made and seconded. Is there any discussion on the topic? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and vote. All those in favor adopting the resolution signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next resolution is entitled Continuing Budget Resolution Fiscal Year 2018.
Chair.
Trish.
We have a revised budget. I mean, I'm sorry. We have a revised resolution for the continuing budget resolution.
Statement of effect.
Oh, I'm sorry. The statement of effect was a handout, yes. And the resolution, we made adjustments yesterday. So that's what's handed out today.
Joanne?
The adjustments during the discussion were made to the strategic work plan resolution, not to the continuing.
Correct.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
This resolution is fairly simple. It contains one resolve that directs that we'll continue at FY 2017 levels until the budget is formally adopted. This will be this will be moved forward and implemented in conjunction with the business committee's strategic proposals that was just adopted, that resolution, as well as with the strategic work plan resolution that is being presented later today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lisa?
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to adopt the resolution entitled Continuing Budget Resolution Fiscal Year 2018.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote on the resolution. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next resolution entitled Oneida Business Committee Regular Meeting Schedule for Quarterly Reports. Lisa?
Mr. Chair, just as a reminder, we did provide an updated schedule. I'm sorry. Please disregard that comment. This is the only the resolution. I mean, the handouts for the second part, which is later on.
We're not used to handouts.
Right. Same thing.
Mr. Chair?
Jenny?
I'll make a motion to adopt resolution entitled Oneida Business Committee Regular Meeting Schedule for Quarterly Report.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote on the resolution. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next on the agenda is the resolution entitled Extension of Effective Dates of Amendments to Various Laws, Environmental Resource Board Hearing Body Authority Transfer to the Judiciary.
So moved.
Second for discussion.
Second in discussion, Lisa.
Can we just get somebody from LLC to just for the so that we have a public comment on the recap of why we're doing this? I know it was explained to us, but I'd like it to be noted.
Sure. The hearing body authority was transferred from ERB to the judiciary in June of this year by the business committee. Unfortunately, ERB was not prepared. Conservation is not ready to start transferring that authority over via the citations, and so they need extra time. They're asking for the transfer of this authority to be changed from October 1 to January 1.
Thank you.
Any more discussion? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and vote on the resolution. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you. Next up is a resolution entitled Reinstating the Oneida Tribal Regulation of Domestic Animals Ordinance on Emergency Basis and Delaying the Effective Date of the Domestic Animals Law.
So moved. Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Is there discussion? Seeing none, go ahead and vote on the resolution. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Lisa?
And I'll just note that the reason for this request is similar to the one that we just adopted, and so the same explanation applies to this resolution.
Thank you. Next on the agenda is a resolution titled Professional Conduct for Attorneys and Advocates.
So moved.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded. Discussion, Lisa.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. To be clear, for those who may not be following this item, this resolution is regarding the professional conduct for attorneys and advocates who practice in the Oneida judiciary. This is not related to the specific code of conduct from the state or other licensing agencies that these individuals may have to go through in order to practice generally, correct? Okay.
Any more discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote on the resolution. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. The last resolution entitled Defining Comprehensive Housing Division, Landlord-Tenant Law, Eviction and Termination Law, and the Mortgage and Foreclosure Law.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. On to standing committees, we have the Legislative Operating Committee.
We have the acceptance of the legislative operating committee minutes of September 6th.
So moved.
Support.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote on the minutes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next is to accept the 2014 through 17 Legislative Operating Committee end of term report.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Discussion?
Nice report. Last term did a heck of a job.
Whoever that was. No bias there at all.
Yeah, I just think, you know, these reports aren't meant to be a measuring stick.
Right.
To terms, but I think what we've done from the previous last term, two terms ago, was really establish the authority of the judiciary, and this last term was really giving it the teeth within, you know, transferring the authorities, the hearing authorities, to the judiciary, giving it more expansive jurisdiction and furthering it with more laws. Really separates that. That lateral authority when community members, tribal members, and whatnot have the ability to go to another entity that's lateral to the business committee that's elected. So that's really the main focus, what we did last term, was just giving it more jurisdiction. And I think this term would be more so expanding it as well. And then going back and kind of looking at the other laws and seeing if it needs any more cleanup and such. So I just encourage the next LOC, you know, to continue building on each term. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Did you have a question?
I have a comment.
Okay. So we're probably going to have to make sure we review probably before. Comments from the public from the floor happened first, and we're into discussion and motion from the business committee already. So when I call the item to order, whatever the next is on the agenda, that's when the public comes up and gets to the mic to speak first.
So I don't get to talk.
Not necessarily, not on this one, because we're past that point already, but for the next one, you know, just so the community is aware that. So the next item is the Finance Committee. So when I call that item to order, that's when the public has their time to speak first.
See, all this while, I've had it, I guess, backwards, because my understanding is that the motion is out on the floor. It's up for discussion. The Business Committee can then make comment, motions, recommendations, and then it's open for the public. Now you're changing it backwards.
No, this so is, I'm just trying to follow the law right here. I have it right here in front of me to make sure we do it properly and follow the correct order. So let's start the item. Allow 5 minutes from the floor per person. This discussion and motion from the business committee is last.
Okay, so up until now, I guess I've had it backwards. I'm
well, the last meeting was the first meeting where this law was in effect. So this is a brand new process.
Okay.
Thank you. Alisa?
So in the report on page 86, one of the things that I really appreciated about what was provided was the number of days it takes to complete a new piece of legislation on average and what it takes to complete an amendment. And so we're looking at about a year and then almost, you know, in about 2 years for something brand new. So I just encourage you at this point, because we're only getting it. So my question is that for just this particular term, or is that, okay. So then what I would encourage is to also make sure that if you can get a comparison for what those other two terms look like as well, and then because I think we had some staffing level questions and issues in the last couple of terms, so that if we're making correlations between what our staffing levels are and the rate that we're able to produce some of the materials that are needed, just making sure that we have a record of that somewhere as well. It doesn't necessarily have to be in here, but I guess I would just encourage that data to also be collected and accumulated so that we can figure that out moving forward.
Yeah, we have that.
Okay.
Number.
Thank you.
Any more discussion from the committee? All right, seeing none, we'll vote on the motion to approve the report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. And I do see that Christina's here.
Okay.
So if we can go back to the
Mr.
top of the
Chair,
agenda.
Christina's here, but Beth is not. Okay.
Well, I think we can get ready to do the.
Okay.
So this is the special recognition for the retirement of Christine Klemick on the Oneida Arts Program after 20 years of service.
Thank you, BC. And a special thanks to Christine Klemick. It's a really great honor. I'm here with a little bit of a sad heart, but a really happy one as well. There's a lot of things that happen in this community or that have happened in the last 20 years with Christine working here. And to take this moment to talk about them is really kind of exciting because when I look historically of what's happened because of the work of Christine Klemick, it's rather impressive. Christine's love and passion for the arts people in Oneida helped connect people to their creative spirits and ensuring the mission of the Oneida Nation Arts Program, which she helped write, was to promote diverse artistic expression within the community, reflecting our heritage and spirit for future generations. Christine was one of the founding board members and put a lot of time and effort into starting up the program. And then in 1996, when there were some transitions in the program's paid employees, Christine actually volunteered to help out in the office. And in helping out in the office, it turned into a job, and 20-some years later, here we are today. Christine has done a lot in this community. She's done a lot, especially in revitalizing and bringing a lot of different artists to come together in the traditional arts. With a grant from the Wisconsin Arts Board in 1996, Christine brought basket makers that do black ash, silver workers, and pottery back into the community for everybody. She was responsible for bringing the raised beadwork artists into the community and helped get that off the ground. And what's been really fun to watch is, and in these last 20 years, with all these different artists that have come into the community, how many artists have been nurtured in this community, where now we have pools of teachers from this community who can teach all of those art forms here, ready and working. And that's because of the work that Christine did in all of these different classes. Christine was also responsible for the Dollars for the Arts program, which is a re-granting program. It's things like the turtle on the back of the wall, or the painting in the back of the hall here, or the raised beadwork artist Rosemary, who came in and did colored beads in the community for the first time in raised beadwork. But not just those big projects. There were a lot of little projects because the Dollars for Arts programs provides artists monies to do things that they kind of have a calling to do, but not always the funds to do it. It's provided people to go study. It's provided people to do exhibits. It's provided people with doing projects all around the community. Christine has also worked well with all the, well, that didn't sound right, but Christine has always worked with the different community groups in the greater Green Bay area, doing exhibits for Native American artists with St. Norbert, with UWGB, with the Art Garage, helping artists get exposure and getting into different markets. She's an accomplished artist herself. I think she started her career sewing a lot, and then after that, she started drawing. She does beadwork. She does sculpture, and she does painting. And that's where her real passion comes in, is her watercolor and her painting with her watercolor. She's traveling the globe now, and I hope she has an opportunity to do a lot more of that painting in plein air, which is watercolor landscapes, right?
Yes.
Yes. She's helped with community groups like the Basket Guild, one of the people that she was, someone who helped them start and get their whole system in place. She continues to do those kind of things for the community. Her license plate reads Arts 24/7, and I'm going to have a clip now.
because she is 24/7. Her devotion to the community will be always respected. Thank you, Christine.
Welcome.
Thank you. So that's from the board. This is a board member.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, actually, thank I will be around.
I hear there's an opening in the arts floor.
Thank you very
All right, I too want to just thank Christine for her years of service and commitment to our community and ensuring that our children have a safe place to go to continue to learn about our culture and our crafts and traditions that we still carry on today, and to make ensuring that those culture and tradition has been moved to the next generation. So we offer you our thank you, Yonko. Okay, back to the agenda. We have the Finance Committee. We have the approval of September 18th Finance Committee minutes.
Mr. Chair?
Jenny?
I'll make a motion to approve September 18th, 2017 Finance Committee minutes.
Second
meeting minutes.
Second for discussion.
Motion is made and seconded for discussion. Lisa?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I noticed in item number 12 that there was an accepted resignation from the elder member. We haven't seen any requests come in yet for posting. So I just wanted to note that.
It was posted and it closed last Friday.
Okay.
And we got applicants already.
Okay. I'm sorry, Trish, we can't hear you.
I said, the secretary's office told me that the position was posted and it closed last Friday. So that was out of a process, and then we got the resignation.
Okay, that's
because
okay.
The term was going to actually end anyway because of the transition.
Okay, so this isn't a new one. This is they actually posted it in accordance with the schedule, and it just so happened that the person resigned afterwards.
Exactly.
Okay. Thank you for the explanation.
Any more discussion? Finance Committee minutes? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and vote on the approval of the minutes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next up, under subcommittees, we have the quality of life. We have the acceptance of the July 31st quality of life minutes.
So moved.
Motion has been made and seconded by Trish. Discussion? All right, seeing none, we'll go ahead and vote on the minutes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions, motion carries. We're on to appointments. So I have a recommendation to appoint Tina Moore to the Oneida Personnel Commission.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Discussion? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and vote on the motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions, motion carries. Next up in the appointments is to appoint Sandra Riveles to the Oneida Police Commission, sponsored by Trish.
So moved.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote on the appointment. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Mr. Chair, probably just for the record, we should note that this was deferred to my office because both the chair and the vice chair have conflict of interest.
Correct. Okay. Thank you for noting that. Under unfinished business, we have approved three actions regarding the final closeout report for the cemetery improvement projects.
Mr. Chair, that item is noted to begin at 11 o'clock a.m.
Okay, that's on a schedule, sorry. We'll come back to that at 11. Under new business, we have the approved the limited waiver of sovereign immunity for the Wisconsin State Children and Families Tribal Agreement on access to the EU Wisconsin file 2017-1041.
So moved.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next, we have approve a limited waiver of sovereign immunity for the Gannett Publishing Services file 2017-0910.
So moved. Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next, we have approved climate change survey file 2017-1151.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next up is the approve amendment 7 to the Brown County Recycling Agreement.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next, we have post one vacancy for the Oneida Gaming Commission with a term ending date of 8/31/2022.
Motion to approve. Support.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Posting. Lisa?
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to note, and it is included in the packet, but we did have a resignation from the Gaming Commission, and that is what resulted in the vacancy. I just wanted to be clear that the vacancy is actually filled in accordance with the gaming ordinance, which is ONGO, which cites how the vacancy is filled. So I just want to make sure that that's clear, because it does also reference the comprehensive policy in ONGO, but it's in accordance with the law, not with the actual comp policy. It's the comp policy process that's referenced. And I just want to make sure that's clear, because there has been some confusion about following that policy, even though it's an elected board. But the law itself references the policy, so I just wanted to make sure that that was clear for everybody.
Okay, thank you. Any more discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote on the motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next on the agenda is approve the 2018 reporting schedule for the Oneida Business Committee direct reports. I believe there was a handout with the updated schedule. Jenny?
I make a motion to approve the 2018 reporting schedule for Oneida Business Committee direct reports.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Lisa?
Yep. If I could just ask the motioner to note that it's the revised schedule that was provided in the handout today, which has got some adjustments on it from the packet. Yes, please. Thank you.
Seconder concur?
Yes.
Right. Any more discussion? Danny?
Just a question, Lisa. I know this goes out. Is there any way we can send this out twice? Because I know we get, they'll come up and they say, I didn't know about it. But we know we've sent it out.
Right. Okay. We can send it out a couple times. Thank you. Thank you.
Any more discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote on the motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next on the agenda is approve the 2018 Oneida Business Committee standing schedule.
Mr. Chairman?
Lisa?
This item is before the business committee. There was a schedule provided in the packet. Based on the conversation that we had in our special work session, we did make a few adjustments, and that was going to be regarding the operational roundtables. So those will be changing. And then we also, I believe there was a request to include, I believe Kirby had a request to include an item in our standing meeting schedule.
Meeting with
which one was that?
The vets.
The veterans.
Oh, the veterans.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, my request was that the Veteran Affairs Office, if the business committee could volunteer quarterly or break up into groups to serve breakfast and.
Okay. We'll include that in the schedule as well. And then the other noted change would be happening is that the comp health updates and the GSD updates that are currently in the schedule as presented will be changing as well. We agreed to eliminate those and include those as part of the new plan for the operational roundtable schedule. So those are the noted changes as presented. And then with that, I will make a motion to approve the schedule.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Discussion? Brandon?
Yeah, I guess I think we did discuss a little bit about the SEATs.
Oh, yes, the SEATs as well.
What we wanted to do is have a little more presence in the Milwaukee area and have it on the schedule so the community members in Milwaukee will see a schedule of when the business committee would make visits down there to particular events or hold a particular event, especially for the community where the business committee would be there.
Mm-hmm. I will also include that in my motion as the noted changes.
Okay, thank you.
Second or concur?
Yes.
More discussion? Trish?
One more item I think we discussed was the taking a Friday and scheduling different departments to just go visit. And
that's the roundtable expansion?
Oh. On Mondays.
On Mondays.
All right, thank you.
Any more discussion? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and vote on the motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next up is to enter the e-poll results into the record in accordance with the Oneida Business Committee SOP entitled Conducting Electronic Voting. We have the approval of the Oak Haven Fencing LLC agreement in file 2017-0954.
So moved.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Lisa?
Follow-up motion, Mr. Chair. I'd like to make a follow-up motion that this item be sent to the appropriate direct report for follow-up on processing issues that were identified with this request.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next on the agenda is our travel reports, and it's accept travel report for Councilman Ernest Stevens III for the 2017 Indian Summer Festival, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, September 8th through the 10th.
Madam, Mr. Chair.
Jenny.
Make a motion to accept the report.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Item B under travel is travel requests. Approve travel requests in accordance with the travel and expense policy for Oneida Dental Employees 2017 Oral Health Conference in Stevens Point, Wisconsin, October 2nd through the 4th.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next, approved travel request, Secretary Lisa Summers to the Tribal Caucus and Intertribal Criminal Justice Coordinating Council meeting in Wisconsin Dells, September 27th through the 28th.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next up is the General Tribal Council section of the agenda. We got the petitioner, Ed Delgado, the trust land distribution.
Mr. Chair.
David?
I'll make a motion to accept the legislative analysis and accept the legal process report and the financial process report.
Okay, motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote on the acceptance. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next up, we have Petitioner Frank Vandehei, modify or eliminate EPOL. And it's to accept the legislative progress report. Accept the legislative progress report, accept the legal progress report, and accept the financial progress report.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Lisa?
I just want to make sure that we're noting this is the
sorry,
one of.
I'm having trouble with the connection.
Sorry.
Push the home button.
I just want to make sure that I'm we're noting for the public's, I guess, reference that these are the petitions that came in prior to the requirement for the 120 days, and I just want to make sure that we're validating that because we're going to see some of these other ones skip ahead of these two petitions, and I just want to make sure that we're clear about the circumstance that we're in for the timelines that are before us.
Joanne?
The General Tribal Council adopted a motion that said a petition submitted must be returned to the GTC within 120 days. Prior to that motion being adopted, there were two petitions submitted, one by Mr. Vandehei, one by Mr. Delgado. I've interpreted that motion as to not apply to those that have already been on the floor since a significant amount of time had already passed. And so I addressed those that were priority at the time. The two election petitions, and now there are three additional petitions out there that need legal review. I will continue to prioritize those petitions that are under the 120-day requirement, and I will address the Delgado and Vandehei petitions in as timely a manner as I can to move them forward. I do not interpret them to be subject to that 120-day, although I do recognize the urgency that and the priority that the General Tribal Council has placed on getting petitions back in front of them.
Okay. Jenny?
Question. Lisa, to me it seems like we took care of this at the last GTC, or was it the previous one, regarding the e-polls? So I'm wondering if there was a reach out to Mr. Vandehei?
I
don't believe that there was, and I believe that we provided a report, but that did not take care of the actual question in the petition.
Okay.
Because the question in the petition is to eliminate or modify. Mm-hmm. And there was feedback that we did receive from General Tribal Council, and I think the biggest parameter that we did get back in reviewing all of the comments was that there is a desire to make sure that we're not canceling General Tribal Council meetings by the use of an e-poll. And I think we all understand that, and we're making sure that that's one of the parameters we include, but we did intend to bring it back. It's still up to Mr. Vandehei on whether or not he wants to withdraw his petition, and at this point he has not indicated that he wants to do that. And as a matter of fact, I think just like 2 days ago, he asked for more input over social media from people about what they thought about the use of the e-polls as he's getting ready to have the conversation again with General Tribal Council.
Okay.
Also to note, my office is reaching out to him to schedule a meeting. We've just been having a difficult finding time to do that, to sit and talk and review the petition and see if his desires that he had written out in the petition were met with the changes that we had already made.
All right, thank you. Ed, the public comment portion of the agenda is for at the beginning of each item.
Yeah, but I didn't know that Chief Counsel was going to mention me before it started. All of a sudden, I'm in it, and it's real short.
Well, I think to be fair to everyone, as I had stated earlier in the meeting, I did read the Business Committee Meetings Law and stated the order of how the new change is. But if you have questions and it's something that Joanne raised, I would ask that you talk with her privately. Thank you. Any more discussion on the motion to accept the analysis?
The only other note that I guess I had a question about, and this is probably for the treasurer for follow-up. I did note for this one there is not actually a fiscal analysis status report. Where'd she go? I don't know if in Larry, the answer is probably the same that we always get from you, which is you're waiting for those other ones to be completed. But because we are asking for the report for the packet for the public, it would be good for us to still have that, even if it's just a simple statement, you know, on where you're at with it, so that it's clear for everybody.
Duly noted. Thank you. Mm-hmm. We did, jumping topics, submit the response for the fiscal for the Dallas petition coming
right
up.
That yep
is in.
Yep.
All right. Thank you. Any more discussion on the topic? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next up is the petitioner Linda Dallas for the 2017 triennial general election. It's to accept the legislative progress report and accept the financial progress report.
And to note.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, I'm looking at this schedule here and the number of GTC petitions that have been submitted, and the one by Brad Graham, the one by Linda Dallas, and the one by Deborah Paulus all address the 2017 triennial general election. And I know that in the past, like petitions were heard with like petitions, and that's going back to the per capita issue, the 3 and 5, the 2 and 4, and whatever recommendation that the business committee had. So I guess my question or my comment is will all of these petitions regarding the election be all heard at the same time?
When I bring forward the proposed agenda for those special meetings, which include these topics, I will bring back a recommendation that they're all together.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
David?
Just to note that the fiscal report is actually a handout.
Okay. So we're looking for a motion to accept the legislative progress report and the accept the financial progress report, which was a handout.
So moved. Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next up, we have petitioner Brad Graham for the 2017 triennial general election. and it is to accept the legal analysis and supplemental materials.
Motion to accept.
Mr. Chair, motion to accept the legal analysis and supplemental materials. I didn't hear you.
David made the motion, seconded by Brandon. Discussion? Lisa?
I'd like to make amendment to the motion, and I'd like for the amendment to be to request the Secretary to schedule a special BC work meeting as soon as possible to go over the agendas for these items so that we can put the packet together and formulate what's going to be presented to General Tribal Council.
Second.
All right. So the amendment to the main motion is for the Secretary to schedule a business committee work meeting to discuss the GTC agenda items and packaging. Any discussion? Further discussion? Joanne?
I would request that it be a BC work session in accordance discussion.
A BC work session.
Okay, so noted.
Second?
Yeah, Jenny seconded. Okay. All those in favor of the amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Back to the main motion to accept the legal analysis and supplemental materials. Any discussion? Further discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next, we have approved four actions regarding petitioner Leah Sue Dodge Law Firm for General Tribal Council.
Good morning.
Morning.
Go ahead, Leah.
Good morning.
Morning. You have 5 minutes.
Okay. My one question would be, when can I expect from the Tribal Secretary's office the timeline and the production schedule for this petition? I believe that I timed it so that the 120-day deadline would be January 16 of 2018. So just wondering when that would be ready and when you would have that available for this petition.
Mm-hmm. So that part of it is already in progress, and what I'm currently doing with all of the petitions is mapping out what the timelines are for each one for the 120 days, and then cross-referencing that with the availability of the Radisson. We are probably about midway through making sure that all of those dates are matching with one another. So I'm anticipating to have something within the next week or two. Well, I'll know and be able to make a recommendation to the business committee about what those special meeting dates are. Once I have those, Leah, we can definitely make sure that we send those to you as well so that you know, because we will also be providing you with a deadline to submit any additional materials for the packet that you may want to include.
Okay, because I do know that I believe the annual meeting scheduled for the 28th of January. So
correct.
So this would be a separate meeting than the 28th.
Correct.
Okay. But before January 16th. Okay, that was my main question about just when I could expect the timeline for the for the packet and
sure
and the meeting date.
Yep. Mr. Chair.
Lisa.
My first motion will be to acknowledge receipt of the petition submitted by Leah Sue Dodge regarding a law firm for General Tribal Council.
Support.
Any discussion? None. We'll vote on the motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. So you have a follow-up motion.
Yep. My next motion will be to send the verified petition to the Law, Finance, Legislative Reference Office and direct reports for the legal, legislative, and administrative analyses to be completed.
Support.
Motion has been made and seconded. Discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Lisa?
Mr. Chair, I also have a motion that the Law, Finance, Legislative Reference Office and direct reports have those progress reports for those analyses completed within 45 days, and that the direct reports have their administrative analyses completed within 30 days.
Support.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Is that the fourth action? Okay. All right. We're moving on to the next petitioner. We have approved four actions regarding the petitioner Gina Paulus Banishment Law Resolution. Nancy?
I haven't seen this petition yet, but, you know, it's out there. Everybody's talking about it. And my only comment about it is, you know, how can one person, when did the Creator come down here and give anybody the authority to judge and banish anybody? And I think we're treading in some very dangerous territory. We need to talk about the issue. You know, there's an issue. But I think banishment is, you know, the severest of all severe. And looking at other tribes and what they've done to banish people and for what reasons. And the majority of it was to increase the memberships per capita. And so I would caution this just because there is room for interpretation. And who will enforce this? And you're taking one item out of many. There are crimes against children, crimes against women, a lot of other crimes on this reservation that aren't being addressed, but yet you want to pinpoint and target one issue. So I'm going to ask the business committee to tread lightly with this issue and possibly meet with the petitioner ahead of time, because I don't believe banishment is the end result of the problem. We have ways we can fix or help, and throwing our people away is not one of them.
All right, thank you for your comments on the petition regarding banishment.
Mr. Chair?
Lisa?
My first motion will be to acknowledge receipt of the petition submitted by Gina Paulus regarding banishment law.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? The motion carries.
Mr. Chair, I'll have a second motion, which is for the Law, Finance, Legislative Reference Office, and Direct Reports to complete the financial, legislative, and administrative analyses. I'm sorry, the legal analyses as well. I'll stop there. Make the third one.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Lisa?
I will also make a motion for the Law, Finance, and Legislative Reference Offices to have their analysis status report submitted in 45 days and to direct the and for the direct reports to submit their administrative analyses within 30 days.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Okay, next on the agenda, we have approved three actions regarding petitioner Deborah Paulus for the 2017 triennial general election.
Mr. Chair, just a quick overview on this one. This one was submitted by petitioner Deborah Paulus, and it was submitted in August, right before the transition, or right as transition was starting. Unfortunately, this item did not get to the agenda any sooner, which would have been the last meeting, which was the first meeting in September. So we did put it on for this one. However, this petition also did not have the required number of signatures that are needed to create a valid petition. It had 49 and not 50. So therefore, the action that's being requested today is to accept the petition as information. And then we were also going to accept the, or provide as information to you all, the memorandum or the letter that we'll be sending to the petitioner, and then making sure that we're sending that correspondence out to her formally. So she is aware that of the situation, but I think one of the things that we don't and historically haven't had in place is how to process a petition. And it's basically to close it out if it doesn't have the required number of signatures. So this is one of the things that I would like for us to have as a standard practice, so that regardless of whether or not it has the required number of signatures. We're at least doing it as information, and so that the public is aware, because there are people that have been asking about this, like, where is it? We know she submitted one, and not everybody knows at this point that there weren't enough signatures for this petition. So I just want to make sure that we're getting to a place where it's more transparent about the information itself.
So looking for the first motion to accept the petition as FYI, noting that it didn't have the 50 signatures as required.
So moved.
Support.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Mr. Chair.
Lisa.
I'll make a follow-up motion to accept the attached correspondence as information and direct that the secretary send it to the petitioner.
Support.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right. Next on the schedule, schedule a special GTC meeting date and time to address one petition submitted by Linda Dallas and one petition submitted by Brad Graham for the 2017 annual general election.
Mr. Chair.
Lisa.
So this is part of making sure that we're implementing the requirement of general tribal council to present the petitions within 120 days. There are two dates that are available at the Radisson to choose from. The first date is Monday, October 30th. The second date is Sunday, November 12th. As you can see, the backward schedule is included on page 343 in the packet and 344. As you will note that the October 30th date is pretty much, we would have had to have everything ready today. In order to make sure that that packet was appropriately noticed within the 10-day requirements. So realistically, the date would need to be September 12th.
November 12th.
I'm sorry, November 12th.
Anyone ready to? David?
I'll make a motion to set this Linda Dallas petition for November 12th.
It's
and Brad.
Petitions.
But that's the second one down here, isn't it? It's a different item.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. That's the next one. Correct. No. It's both. It's the Dallas petition and the Graham petition together on the same agenda.
So then I'll amend it and say that both petitions for November 12th, Sunday.
Thank you.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Seconded by Lisa. Any discussion? David?
Just that there'd be notification going out for both so that they could get their information submitted for the next pack for that packet.
Yep. Now that the date is selected, that's what our next step would be, is to make sure that we're giving them the notice that they need to provide any additional materials, because they will also have the same deadline as us. And then I believe that's noted in here already. So that would be a week before October 11th, so be next week.
And two, I also need to note too, on that date I'm on vacation for that week, so the vice chair will have to make sure he's present to run that meeting.
I'm already checking.
All right. Jenny,
What time is there a set time? And I ask only because it was brought up at the NCOA board. Not for Sunday mornings, because that's church time. They were just asking for consideration for an afternoon.
David?
And also, for the record, I will be also out of town on the 12th.
Brad, I'll just restate, too, for you as well, that, you know, the time for comments from the floor is at the beginning of the agenda item, and we're near the end of this item. If you have particular questions in regard to your petition, I guess I would ask you to see the secretary's office if you have any with the schedule or any of that.
Your law is stupid, because how am I supposed to know what date you were setting? You just did it.
Yeah, we just did it, and then I'm asking.
So I want to know, when are we going to be contacted?
She just said that she's preparing
that notification. Well, I can't even hear these guys standing here. You just got to speak into the mics and speak up.
Okay. All right, thank you, Brad.
So I want to know. We want to know as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I just wanted to note that there is, I mean, considerations of all events happening that day. Not saying we should, there is a Packers game in Chicago at noon. So just as a consideration that, just to know that it's that there's a game there. I'm not saying we should schedule around it, but there's always issues with access to the casino, patrons having access, and you know, well, you have people coming into the casino as well, though, to enjoy the game. So it's.
Yep, that's the challenge that I have with scheduling these meetings now within the 120-day requirement. That's one of the many challenges we have, in addition to making all the deadlines, because it's actually not 120 days. It's more like 45 to 60 days that we have to actually put everything together, have the analyses completed, and then schedule a date. Unfortunately, these are the two dates at the Radisson at this point that are available for this kind of a meeting. And
well, I just want to make sure that we had the conversation, because if somebody says on GTC floor that, hey, what are you guys doing? You guys even talk about it? Say, yes, we did talk about it.
Yep.
And we do have to consider many things. Mm-hmm. And we're just making sure we all know about it.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further discussion? All right. I believe there's a motion on the floor. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Mr. Chair?
Jenny?
I'm still looking for a time.
You're welcome to make a motion.
I don't know. Is Radisson available the whole day?
Yes. Three. Whatever you guys want to do is fine with me. Otherwise, our standard times are 10 and 1. Those are our standard times. But it doesn't mean we can't start at 3 or, you know, 6 in the evening gets a little bit, that's more like a weeknight. Everybody, you know, we have a majority of people who work the next day. Right. It's two items. It could be over soon. It could take hours. We don't know.
And there's two items on the agenda?
So far.
But there could be more.
Yes.
And the game starts at what time?
Noon.
Noon?
There's going to be no easy answer on this
one. I know.
There just isn't. So.
I can't make a motion.
I'll make a motion to schedule the meeting on, November 12th at 10 a.m.
Yeah. So the date's already set. We voted on that, didn't we?
Yeah.
For the time.
What time? 10 a.m.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Discussion on the motion for the 10 a.m. start. Kirby?
I guess my concern would be what Jenny had mentioned. The ANCOA board had asked that the business committee consider a lot of the elderly go to church services on Sunday mornings. And to me, that's more important opposed to the Packer game.
And we did consider it. We're considering it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Call for the question.
Question has been called for us. So we're going to take a vote on the 10 a.m. start. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Oppose?
Aye.
Oppose.
Abstentions?
I won't be here.
Okay. Motion fails 2-3, 1 abstention. I'm not sure
I voted in.
Can I ask for a roll call vote?
Right.
I only heard, yeah.
Yeah, roll call vote, starting with Trish.
Yeah. In favor of the 10 o'clock.
Okay. Abstained.
Opposed.
Yes.
Support.
Oppose.
Support.
Oppose.
Yeah.
Okay, 4-3 and 1.
Okay, so the motion passes then, 4-3. One abstention for a 10 a.m. start. Okay, so next on the agenda, we have the scheduled GTC meeting date regarding the semi-annual reports and presentations.
Mr. Chair?
Lisa?
I am going, so just as a quick background, this item was requested by General Tribal Council to be tabled for 60 days so that presentations regarding the semi-annual reports could be included. The dates that are fall within the timelines required by General Tribal Council are the same, October 30th and November 12th. So I'm going to make a motion to add this item to the November 12th agenda.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
I guess maybe a subsequent motion. I don't know if we want to add this to in the agenda, the same meeting. Was it BC work session about how we want to process the presentations? I think that's something the GTC wants a little bit different now, and so I think we can. What was the date on that? Was it just to schedule the BC?
Just to schedule a work session.
I'll make a motion to forward the semi-annual reports and presentations.
Support.
Discussion on the presentations. Maybe.
Reports to the same BC work session meeting as support. The petitions for elections meeting. We're going to forward that petition for the elections meeting and to develop the agenda. That's the same meeting that I want to have since we're just put it on the same.
Thank you.
Support.
Motion has been made and seconded to forward this to a work session meeting. Any further discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. And it's not quite 11 yet?
Nope, so we can go on to executive session.
All right, so we have executive session. We have reports. We have the accept gaming manager general report. Gaming general manager report, sorry.
Mr. Chair.
Lisa.
I will make a motion to accept the gaming general manager report for September 25th, 2017.
Is there support? Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Oppose? Abstentions. Motion carries. Next up is to accept the Intergovernmental Affairs and Communications Report.
Mr. Chair.
Lisa.
I'll make a motion to accept the Intergovernmental Affairs and Communications Report for September 25th, 2017.
Support.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions. Motion carries. Next, we have the accept the chief counsel report.
No, Mr. Chair, there's a couple follow-up motions for this one. The first follow-up motion I'll ask is to approve the PACE LLP contract file number 2017-1013.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman.
Lisa.
Follow-up motion to approve the governmental policy solutions contract file number 2017-1076.
Support.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Mr. Chair?
Lisa.
My last motion will be to approve the first amendment to the Government Policy Solutions Contract file number 2016-1287.
Support.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Okay, next on the agenda is accept the Chief Counsel report.
Mr. Chair?
Lisa?
I'll make a motion to accept the Chief Counsel report dated September 26, 2017.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Lisa?
Mr. Chair, just very quickly, I think I stated September 25th, these last two reports, and it's actually 26th.
Okay.
So if I can just note that for the record to correct it.
Okay. Next on the agenda is the Oneida Gulf Enterprise LPGA report.
Motion to accept the report, Mr. Chair.
Is there support?
Second.
Seconded by Kirby. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Under new business and executive session, approve the final comprehensive housing division organizational chart and accept the next steps as information.
Mr. Chair, I'm going to make a motion to approve the final comprehensive housing division organizational chart dated 9/27/17 and accept the next steps as information, and also to then move the chart into open session.
Is there support?
Support.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Mr. Chair?
Lisa?
I'm also going to ask for a follow-up motion, and that is for the Oneida Business Committee subteam members to provide an update on the transitions of the Public Works Division, the Land and Environment Division, and the Community and Economic Division, and that the direct reports for these areas be included, noting that Councilwoman Webster's office will be taking the lead.
Is there support?
Support.
Vote on the motion. All those in favor.
I'm sorry, what was that? We're just noting that you agreed to take the lead for those updates, and that was for Public Works, the Land and Environment, and Community and Economic Development Divisions. For all those updates to be coordinated.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right. We'll vote on the motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next item is to review our resolution entitled Strategic Planning Budget Implementation for Oneida Nation.
For the business committee, we did receive an additional handout on this item. At the top of your page, it's dated 12C2, or noted as 12C2, and I believe that's the same one that we're getting now. So I don't know if I would ask for Chief Counsel to walk us through just noting what the changes were that we agreed to yesterday.
Joanne?
The changes occurred in the third whereas resolve, which identifies that you set the cap full-time employees, FDEs, as 2,700. The other occurs in the next resolve, where you added a third bullet under employee cap regarding HRD, authorized to grant exceptions for retail and gaming operations in the event we reach the FTE cap. The purpose of this resolution is to set long-term planning through the development of strategic workforce plans, to set midterm planning goals by workforce level assessments as defined in this resolution, and to set immediate action goals of the FTE full-time equivalents at 2,700, so that allows the business committee to address immediate cash financial aspects of the nation through this, and as well as through the contingency budget planning resolution. It allows the organization to identify workforce levels needed within their programming based on enterprise industry aspects, as well as the measures of client base need within each of their programs. And it allows the tribe as a whole, through the divisions in each of their departments, to do long-term planning in conjunction with, again, the treasurer and the business committee's goal of sustainability in looking at the organization as a whole and planning for the future. The resolution houses this information within the organizational specialist office to allow a long-term regular employee assigned to this project year over year over year.
All right. Lisa?
Mr. Chair, I'm going to make a motion to adopt the resolution entitled Strategic Workforce Planning Budget Implementation for Oneida Nation.
Second. Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, follow-up motion.
Lisa.
I'm also going to make a motion that this resolution be provided in open session or moved to open session.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, follow-up motion.
Lisa.
I'm also going to make a motion that the supplemental materials that were provided by the Human Resources Department be accepted by the Business Committee as information.
Second.
Seconded by Jenny. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, one follow-up motion.
Lisa.
One more. Last one, I swear. I'm going to ask that the officers be responsible for sending out the identified correspondence to the organization regarding this memo implementation or this resolution being implemented.
ASAP.
Support.
Supported by Trish. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right, next on the agenda, executive session. Looking for the motion in regards to the nation's property tax liability threshold and determine the appropriate next steps based on the discussion.
Mr. Chairman?
Lisa.
I'm going to ask for a motion to accept the request as information and to defer this item to the Land Management Division Director for follow-up.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next on the agenda is discuss a new directive for DR01 and DR21.
Mr. Chair? Sorry.
Nancy?
What is DR1 and DR21? Who are they specifically? Who are direct report 1 and 21, and what is the new directive?
Yeah, okay.
I can't follow the packet. I don't know what page you're on.
We're in executive session, so it's not a part
so
of your public.
Go get the packet?
Public. It's not a part of your public packet.
Oh, okay. Well, who direct report
the 1? The direct reports that are listed here, they're coded because they're personnel-related items, so they're not disclosed publicly. Thank you. Jenny?
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to direct the BC officers to send a directive to DR01 and DR21 to implement the request and include the appropriate deadlines.
Support.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Review. Next item is to review the templates and provide input for change of the annual and semi-annual reports.
Mr. Chairman.
Lisa.
I'll make a motion to approve the annual and semi-annual report templates with the noted changes.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman.
Lisa.
Make a motion to recess until 11 a.m.
Support.
11?
Motion has been made and seconded to recess until 11 a.m., seconded by Trish. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you.
We're taking up this.
A recess and executive, right?
This meeting back to order at 11 o'clock. And I just wanted to cover some little additional information that we are under the Business Committee meetings law. And we're going to continue to follow the process at this point, but we do recognize that we do not want to stifle our community and public comments. So we do want to make sure that I will, when I cover the topic, that I'll make an announcement that now is the time for our community members to come forward if they have comments on the issue, so they're properly noticed when the proper time is to come up to make comments. And that it's still going to be once per topic and the 5-minute limit, but we're going to do the best we can to assure that we are getting the community feedback as well. And I think also that me and Brandon discussed during the break, too, that we'll probably be sending a memo to the LOC to move up the BC meetings law on the active files lists for amendments to the law to potentially change the public comment period part of it to assure that our community has the proper amount of input and discussion during our BC meetings. Because I know we went through really quick this morning. If you didn't know, we went through the entire agenda. We were done by 10 o'clock, so it was about an hour and a half to get through the entire agenda, which was pretty nice, but I know we got some public feedback already that it was too quick and that we need to assure that we're hearing from our public as well. So we're going to do our best to do that at this point. So we'll go ahead and call this issue for the cemetery improvements update forward. And at this point, if anyone has public comments from the community, now is the time to come forward and share their comments. And you'll be asked, you got one time to speak and 5 minutes. All right. Thank you, Nancy.
Oh, I only get one time to speak. What if I go to the back of the line? That's serious.
You know, you should put a hat.
Okay. In this report, one of the things I guess that I was looking for, is the land that is adjacent to the cemetery on Adam Drive where monitoring wells were installed. And at the last meeting, there were abstentions to approving the report because the monitoring well report didn't come until the 13th hour. I'm not a scientist. I don't know how to read the monitoring reports, but I've been asking for them all along since those monitoring wells were installed. Where's the report? How do we know if that land is suitable to expand the already existing cemetery? So that's one thing I'm looking for, is a comprehensive report from the beginning, all along. How many times were those monitoring wells monitored, and who's monitoring them, and where is that report? Because I think that it is very important due to the issue of there was a moratorium issued on the cemetery and then looking at alternative sites. Due to all of the controversy, I guess, that existed with the cemetery, people were looking for alternative sites. And I do know that Pat Pelkey is here today. We've been working on this. I have been working on the cemetery issue for a total of 5 years. I knew something was wrong. And I didn't know the process, but I started to work on this issue when Ed Delgado was the chairman and all through the last term. And so this is my third term of individuals with the business committee working. And so that is one important part of this report that I'm not getting. And also the alternative cemetery sites. It's my understanding that the Lututu, the land is purchased. The Lututu decides what the land will be used for. And there were plots or pieces of land that were brought forward as recommendations that were later determined to be unsuitable. None of them were tested. Neither site was tested. One was in a wetland, and which is already what we're dealing with. With the cemetery. Mr. Pettigean and I have formed a, I think, you know, a good relationship where I feel that I can go there and talk to him and ask him, you know, to do things or to research things. And so what I asked him to do was, because when we tried to gather all the information about the cemetery, the report was over 900 pages. And there were pages in there when you asked a specific department to research something, it wasn't directly related to a cemetery. It was your vision of death and all kinds of other stuff off the internet that didn't have anything to do with the flooding issues of the cemetery. So Mr. Pettigean has compiled all of the information so that if something were to happen to me and somebody in my family says, what was she doing up there fighting about the cemetery? What was the issue? You can go to one place and basically read the story of when we purchased the land, all of the problems that existed and have been identified, and all of the work, all of the money, all of the people and departments involved, and all of the things that went wrong in the process. And some of the things that I think it's important to identify to the new people, because there's some new ones, is that there were engineer studies that were done, outside professional engineer studies that were done with recommendations to fix it, and it was never done. So to me, that was seriously so alarming that we would hire an outside, three outside engineers now, and that those recommendations were not followed. And so looking at, your role in accountability and making sure that when something's wrong and you know it's wrong and you try to fix it and you get to a certain point and then the ball got dropped. So today, I believe that Paul is coming with the final report, and that was the financial report that was requested from Tina, the former chairwoman, and then to wrap all of this up, and also that the cemetery law that's in this packet, we had a little bit of time to discuss it, and there are parts in here that I don't agree with.
Nancy, your time is up. 5 minutes is up.
Mr. Chairman.
Lisa?
I'll make a request for a 3-minute extension.
Okay.
Is that...
I want to talk about the cemetery
all those
law.
In favor of adding an additional 3 minutes to the public comment for Nancy to finish, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you. You got 3 minutes.
Okay. All of the time and work that went into the LOC process of the public hearing, written comments, special BC work meetings regarding all of the issues with the cemetery, at the end of the day, what was decided was that enrollments would no longer be in charge of the cemetery, that it would be going over to the land office, which is very alarming to me, because the only thing that enrollments is doing is renewing a maintenance contract. For those of you who don't know, the maintenance has been outsourced. DPW is no longer in charge of taking care of the maintenance of that cemetery due to all of the issues and problems that existed in the past. And then selling plots. And those two very simple things seem to be, I don't know, for whatever reason, now it's turned over to the land office. And so I know that there probably is a transition period, but GTC hasn't been notified that the land office will now be selling plots to our sacred burial ground. So I'm going to ask the business committee today what their communication plan is to the membership, because now you'll have to go over to the land office, and that's very alarming to me just because of the past issues. Regarding the cemetery law, in here there are several issues that are being brought up when a person dies of a communicable disease. There are individuals who are already buried at our sacred burial grounds who have died of AIDS, who have died of hepatitis and other communicable diseases. And now all of a sudden, Eric Krawczyk from the Health Center is in charge of deciding who, what, where, and when, and how long a body can be held and interred, and under what conditions that the body needs to be buried. And so that causes a big alarm for me, because the database that's going to be developed with that information, and also including another person who now has the authority to decide where your loved ones, how long and what way that person will be buried. So I'm looking for the monitoring report. I'm looking for clarification on Eric Krawczyk's involvement, and I don't see him here today. So how unfortunate. You know, it's taken a long time to get all the players to come to the table all at the same time. There was always somebody missing, and so you could never get the entire story all at the same time. So how unfortunate. This has been a really challenging issue, and that's how my political involvement and working with the government started, was because of the cemetery.
Right, thank you, Nancy. Your additional time is up. Is there any questions or comments from the committee, or I'm going to turn it over to Paul for discussion, presentation, or additional information? All right, go ahead, Paul.
Good morning. I'll walk you through what we submitted there. Basically, it's kind of a summary report. The first few pages kind of summarize the backup data that's in there and then references the specific exhibits that provide kind of the information overall. So I'll just kind of walk you through and highlight aspects of the summary page, and then if there are questions after that. So so one of the items I was asked for was the financial summary. So under item one on the page two of my memo I submitted, did the breakdown of the budget allocation, and we did go back to the previous project, the 0608, which was done in November of 2008, which was some of the grading corrections that were done back then, because I think there was discussion about the overall amount of dollars that were expended. So with those two, I show the breakdown of the budget for that project as well as the current project. We just kind of wrapped up phase three. So the total budget allocation noted there was the $577,000 and change. Of that, the expenditures are listed for each of the projects. Below that, the expenditures are listed at $555,000 and change, leaving that unobligated balance of a little over $21,000. With that, you'll notice in the exhibit there were a couple of invoices that we were waiting for at the time the report was submitted. We actually only have one of those in, which was slightly less than what we anticipated by a couple hundred dollars. The secondary invoice, we're still kind of working through that, trying to get that in place. So I used the maximum contract value on that, and that would be the worst-case scenario in either situation. So into the next section with the cemetery management summary, we just again noted the cemetery law that was adopted in July and effective as of August, which notes the administrative...
Did you want us to save our questions all the way to the end or by section?
Whatever your preference is.
I prefer section by section so we can stay focused. For the financing part, you did mention about the vendors. Is that what you're talking about on the, in our packet, it's on page 124 in your report. I don't know what page it is in the report, but it is regarding, the project budget status report, page one. You have notes on here that you provided to us about the values that are owed to the vendors. Are those taken care of now, or is that what you were just referencing?
That's what I was referencing.
Just referencing,
so,
okay.
So the initial one on the top that had on that report has a circle of the 15,000 PO balance.
Mm-hmm.
That now, we were processing that payment right now,
okay.
And it actually will be $189 less.
Okay.
But the other one, we are still waiting for that invoice. And confirming, it's one of that's the main contract for the work there. And they're kind of at this point waiting for some of the, what we call the punch list items, the things we need to adjustments to what they installed to be corrected. And then they'll be submitting that,
okay.
And we'll process that as one. So
that's the advanced construction one?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. That was it.
All right. Thank you.
All right. So then under the cemetery management, noted the cemetery law, the administrative responsibilities to the Department of Land or Division of Land Management. We have kind of that transition timeline that was noted in the one exhibit that they're working with that team. And Nicole, at this point, will be the primary contact person at land management. Part of that overall with the management, there was reference to the burial moratorium. One of their team members on the cemetery working group did do some research on that, as noted in one of the exhibit B3. And really the documentation we found was that the moratorium was really lifted, even though everybody kind of understood we're still, you know, restricting things overall. But just to make sure that, again, moving forward, there's no question on there, we did suggest a motion from the committee to basically, you know, kind of lift, if there is one that we missed or something happened in there, that could be lifted and really allow the administrative authority under the cemetery law to determine whether a site would be restricted or utilized. If there's any questions on that portion of the report?
Lisa?
I do want to address the question that Nancy raised, and she had asked about how is the communication process working to making sure that the community is notified that this change is happening and that it has already started under the new process. So if you could please just touch on that, and I don't know if Pat needs to contribute to that or not, but it's a good question, and I think I don't recall seeing that specifically in this closeout report. So if you could just touch on that really quickly, that would be great.
Under Section 4, under the document summary, there's some notification of the plan of to the families and community on that in the Exhibit D, the one flyer. That was sent to the community members. Now it's that Exhibit D1 just has a very simple of noting that the timelines for the contact information for that transition kind of on the bottom edge of it. And then that was also, I think, recently put in the update to that the staff of the organization receive as well. So
I would just suggest to the team that maybe if you work with Intergovernmental Affairs and Communications, show them what you've already done, and then maybe they might have some recommended follow-ups just to make sure that we're being comprehensive enough so that people are properly noticed about this change.
All right. So then in the next section under the cemetery use and expansion summary, we kind of noted the initial item there, the cemetery use. So with the work that was done in the current phase, which is phase three, the recommendations really is to open up the various sections that are noted there. And in the exhibit, there's a map showing kind of the various areas that were improved and what we'd be opening. And with that, we are also then recommending that with the budget that we had allocated, we did as much as we could. We would like to finish out a couple of those sections to really maximize the what was originally allotted for burial sites to make those fully fully utilized. So we are suggesting a phase four, which would really open up the remainder of sections D, E, F, and G, which are kind of in the middle of the cemetery. With that, what we would ideally like to do is basically the unobligated funds that we have in the current project could roll into that next one, and then the remainder of the budget need would be requested in the FY 19 CIP budget. And the estimate for the phase four work right now is $208,000. That value includes or accounts for the transfer of the existing current allocation to offset the overall costs. If that isn't possible and that wants to be closed out, a revised number would be about $225,000 that we would then request in FY19. Mm-hmm. Let's see. We are also kind of recommending one of the things that was in the hydro study was the discussion about some of the trees are actually, again, good for absorbing some of the groundwater overall. So we would like to use a portion of the unobligated funds to purchase some trees through the conservation department and just have them kind of plant those as they have time available, and that'll help in the long term as well as to kind of absorbing some of that groundwater. We don't have a specific plan, but we have the one area of the cemetery kind of in the northeast corner that we're really not going to be utilizing, so we would kind of concentrate some of that in that area.
Lisa?
I'm sorry, are you done?
Well, I was just going to finish one other one I wanted to point out under the one with the completion of phase three, with the anticipated utilization or what we have had for utilization and the new opening of lots, we're estimating about a 30 to 36 years of further burials would now be available as the way it stands today.
And that was actually my question. Because you mentioned in here that it's another 30 to 36 years. But that was with the completion of phase three. If you were to complete phase four, as you're requesting, does that add to the amount of time? And if it does, so by how much?
Yes, it does. And let me direct you to exhibit C-2 or 02, which is where we did the calculation. Mm-hmm. So the 30 to 36 years towards the bottom portion of the page there includes, if we use the available for burials only, which is basically all the areas we improved, is the 30 years. If we use, and that doesn't take into account the prepaid plots, so if we add those in, that's where we get up to the 37, 36 years. And then on the bottom edge there, if we complete phase four, we're actually adding an additional 20 years to the 30 or 36.
Right.
So we'd end up with 50 to 56 years on that. And that's assuming the 20 burials per year. You'll note above that, over the last 5 years, the average annual burial is 12.8. I think last year was 18 and the previous year was 19. Those might be switched around a little bit. So that's something we'll keep an eye on as well. If that's happening faster, those numbers obviously can be adjusted. So.
Julie, do you have something to add to the presentation?
Actually, I wanted to go back to the previous question that that Lisa had on the communication to the membership. We did do the mail out to the families that are that have loved ones occupied out. You know, those letters went out last week, and it was in the communications update this week, and it will be in the October issue. I believe it comes out October 5th, and then we'll probably run some subsequent ones after that as reminders.
Okay.
So that communication plan is
perfect.
Been established. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was what was reported to us initially when this change was requested, that there was going to be proper communication. I think I just want to make sure that we're being responsive to the question.
Yeah, it's been addressed.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Paul.
All right. So then as we get into the kind of the subcategory under cemetery use and expansion summary, the potential expansion, as we've been reporting all along, the recommendation is to continue to collect that data from the monitoring wells in that parcel to the east. And really what we're noting is that we really would like to do that or feel we can do that prior to really looking for an alternative site or a secondary site, I should say, with the exception of if that east parcel doesn't become viable, at that point we would continue the evaluation of identifying a second site. And we're really recommending that data monitoring that east parcel continue for the 5 years, which would be August of 2021. We did include the data monitoring well data from July in the report under Exhibit C-03. Those numbers are kind of showing favorable results. Groundwater is much deeper than it had been in a lot of the previous readings, but again, that some of that gets seasonal variation, so that's why we want to have the longer duration. You can really then get a better handle on. Obviously, spring is typically going to be a higher elevation as things are saturated, and then summer, as it can dry out, will drop down a little bit. So we want to kind of get an average of that overall. So we're really knowing that. With that, however, we had done or we had the planning department had been requested to do a quick cursory review through the LUTU of some potential sites for a potential new second cemetery. Those sites are noted in there with their LUTU numbers where those were established. And then in the exhibit, we just included some of the aerial photos of those potentials. But it really the discussion with the group was at this point, with the 36 years of potential burials estimated, we just felt that we wouldn't necessarily need to identify the second site at this point, that we could continue the evaluation. If that east parcel determined to be viable, that would be a logical way to expand the burial capacity of a cemetery overall rather than an alternative site. Excuse me.
Lisa?
Just to be clear then, the monitoring well report that's provided to us in the materials, that is the only data that we have because we only started doing that in 2014. So everything that you have here is what we've accumulated since we started that process, correct?
The report that's or the document that's in the report is the last probably quarter of data.
Okay.
Obviously, it doesn't show all of the data back from the previous areas. We do have that available, but it's kind of a kind of the last quarter of reporting of the wells. So.
Okay. So I was just curious because it does say that the earliest one is March of 2014.
Yeah, that's when the wells, I think, were installed. So that we do have data going back to that. But
okay.
This report below that.
is only for the quarter.
Is okay. Kind of those quarterly from, you'll okay. see the readings February, March, April, and then the July.
Right.
So
okay.
that's what I was referring to. So the upper section is kind of when they were initially installed,
okay.
And then the data below that. But we do have data from when they were installed to current. So.
Okay.
Any additional comments or questions from the committee?
Mr. Chair. Paul, do we know, this is probably a question for conservation or environmental. Now I am seeking some of these answers as well. But do we know at this point, going back to the water table, what kind of trees and how many trees that we would need to plant to, for that process? Do we know that?
We haven't really looked specifically at that yet. We would certainly rely on like conservation, tribal forester to determine appropriate, you know, species for the conditions that are on there to make sure they're viable. But again, it's one where, you know, it's kind of the more the better. It also mm-hmm. gets into, you know, site drainage, which we have, or the surface drainage, which has been corrected. You know, that goes back to that 2008 project. But we would certainly look and rely on their expertise for determining appropriate species.
Okay.
There are certainly areas that are going to be wetter than others, and you know some trees don't like to be that fully saturated. So absolutely, it's a good point. So.
Well, I bring it up because I'm working with an individual right now who's apparently it was a good year for tree seed, and they're falling all over the place. And so we're kind of working together to gather those and finding ways to use. I've talked to Pat Pelkey about some of the hickory tree forestation. There's oaks, black ash, and other types of trees that, you know, if you have a place to plant them, it's a good year to plant them. And so I want to work with you guys. So keep me in the loop if you can. And I'll be reaching out to conservation as well, and hopefully we can help with that. Thank you.
Any additional comments?
Can I ask a question? I have a question.
Is it a question you had already stated and didn't get an answer to?
It's not a question I already asked. I'm looking on page 143 of 233, and on the bottom of there, you know, there's been, and I guess, a lot of unanswered questions regarding where the water birds nest, the little lake that was dug next to the cemetery. And so on here, it looks like they're asking the question if the pond is discharging. And it says yes, and then it says no record, yes, yes, yes. So I think that's a very important piece of this puzzle, that we've never really ever gotten all of the answers to all the questions, you know, to go into Mr. Pettigene's report, which is what I met with him earlier on. You know, we need to know, when did the grant come? How much was the grant? What did the tribe contribute? Because now we have data that says that it's discharging into the cemetery. So it says it right here. It says,
the pond is discharging, but not into the cemetery.
Right.
The pond discharges to the west out towards County U, mm-hmm. not into the cemetery.
Okay.
That's just a note, I guess, additional information that I think was requested at the time about mm-hmm. the water level of where the water birds nest, and to ensure that that wasn't having an effect on the cemetery, and that we were assuring that there was proper, I guess, relief from flooding of the water birds nest to an area that was not going to affect the cemetery.
Okay.
All right, Paul?
Just maybe expand on. There is that control structure, like you said, to the west, and really the notation there, is it discharging, is really meant to say, is it maintaining that level? If it were not discharging, it would mean it just dropped below that restrictive structure where the outfall of the pond would be, which is in the opposite direction, or off to the west, like you had mentioned. So that we just wanted that record of, again, if it's discharging, just means, the water reached to the level of, in essence, the dam, and so there's a small amount going over the top of that miniature little dam that's holding mm-hmm. it back. So, all right. So the expansion. So then in section 4 under the document summary, the chronology report was done a while back. That's the larger scale report that was mentioned. That report will be maintained and available at land management as well as we move forward. They're going to keep that information current of and that documentation available. And then as we previously discussed about that notification of the families and things that Julie had brought up. As far as next steps, we kind of summarize then again within that the next steps of moving forward. Again, the land management will be considered the client for any of the CIP projects that are moving forward as they are the administrative authority. We would continue the data collection on the existing monitoring wells for the 5 years. That was going to transition from community wells and septic had been kind of covering that monitoring. That will transition to the conservation department, as noted there. And then again, as we had requested or ideal recommended about the purchase of the trees and having conservation plant them as they have allocation and time available. We have I've already put a placeholder in the FY19 CIP request for that funding with the assumption that there's authorization today to continue that path. Item E, the monitor capacity, the available burial plots. Again, as I had mentioned, we have that 20-year estimate. If that starts to escalate in the number of burials per year, land management will really initiate the project then to maybe pull some of those timelines forward to address that sooner if that were a concern. And then once the additional monitoring well data from August of 2021 is received, we'll do a more full-blown evaluation of that eastern parcel again to determine viability of that moving forward, and then that would also roll into a capital improvement process project, which would then work on engineering the roadways, any of the other management, stormwater management, things of that nature, that structure. So there would be, it would follow that standard approval and funding process if that is deemed viable at that point in time. And then the as we noted earlier, the review of the expansion. If that east parcel is not deemed appropriate, we'd then land management again would initiate that thing, looking for the second cemetery to allow that future capacity through the LUTU process. And any of the parcels identified through that process, again, if they were going to be developed, would also be through that capital improvement process and that full process for the development and moving forward. So with that, the overall recommended actions on the report, we do have that suggested motion as far as the moratoriums, and then we're just looking for the other support with the recommendations in the report relative to the tree planting, the budget requests, things of that nature, and then just kind of accepting the report overall.
All right. Thank you, Paul. Any questions or comments from the committee? Lisa.
I just have one more follow-up, and I think this is probably going to be more for the people who manage the LUTU process. Part two, I think now that we're kind of squared away on what that game plan kind of looks like now with looking to the east first, then if a second site is necessary, looking to a second site, because I think that there's enough time now between whatever this point in time is into the future that we may actually could be possibly a little proactive with our land purchases in noting what type of site we would be looking for, you know, at some point in the future. And I don't know how strategic the land commission is getting or the land office is getting, but I think that's one of the things that we can just be a little bit more conscientious about, because while these are the ones that are cited for right now, that was with the notation that we might have to do something sooner than later. Now that we have more time, we can be a little bit more, I guess, again, proactive in identifying a parcel of property that might fit the need of this at some point in the future if it's necessary. So that was the only thing I just wanted to note.
All right, we're looking for a motion at this point then, if we have no more discussion. First motion, potentially a motion to lift any and all moratoriums which restrict utilization of the cemetery for the tribal cemetery plots and sections to be utilized or restricted at the discretion of the tribal cemetery administrative authority.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Motion has been made and seconded. Is any discussion on the motion, Lisa?
Just to be clear, and I think you mentioned this already earlier, there really isn't a moratorium in place now. That restriction was lifted by the business committee, I believe, like almost 2 years ago after the initial one was put into place. So while I really, really, really appreciate the fact that you want clarification, and I think we should provide clarification. I'm almost wondering if it would be more appropriate for us to just make sure that we're sending official correspondence out to clarify with the acceptance of this final report, just to be clear that there is no official moratorium and that any understanding we had about restricted use has been lifted, or something more similar to that effect. Because I guess I don't want us to take action on something that we don't already have, because we don't have it in place now. So are we taking action to do something that we're not doing? I don't know. I just, it's a little weird for me. So that would just, I don't know. If there's a way for us to reword it or.
But it covers anything that may be in place.
But there isn't anything in place. That's what and that was noted, and it's noted in the report. When the team went back and did the research, because we originally did it in the beginning when we had all these questions, I do recall us doing that, and they did note it in here exactly when we did it. And so it's not in place. There is nothing. But I think what I'm hearing the team say, and Paul, is that there are some that are still under the belief that this is in existence. Not the moratorium itself, but we have an understanding that there's still restrictions out there until all this work is done. And I'm hearing more that's the need instead of formally lifting something that we don't have in place.
Okay, can I change my motion then to clarify?
You pull your mic closer.
I'm thinking. I don't know, I need some help with this. What would be the appropriate?
We just withdraw and restart.
Okay.
Can we start with accepting the report with the recommendations first and then do a follow-up motion clarifying?
I'll make a motion then to accept the report and support the recommendations included in the report.
Second.
Motion has made and seconded. Discussion on the motion. Call on Nancy.
I think where the mix-up is with the moratorium when it was placed was regarding the land that's adjacent to the cemetery and all of the things that were going on behind there. There was hunting, there was a sweat lodge, there was the fitness center doing bird watching and kayaking and using the cemetery as an access to get in there. And so when the moratorium, I believe, was placed, it was placed on the access road to the adjacent property, if I'm correct. And so the word moratorium, I think where the moratorium was placed by the previous chairwoman was access to that property behind there and the road. And we're still currently having issues. People are driving right through that area to get back there to hunt. There's a road, I don't know what you call it, a barricade has been put up post with a chain, and pretty much, you know, everybody who knew they weren't supposed to hunt back there knew it, but now they're going around and driving through the grasslands and through the trees. I'm not going to police it. I'm not going to make an issue out of it anymore. You know, we talked about respect, and we talked about things that needed to be improved at the cemetery, and it's not happening by certain individuals, and that's on them. So I think where the clarification about the moratorium was at that meeting when all of those issues came forward of all the stuff that was going on adjacent to the cemetery, and the moratorium was to close the road that access back to that area and to use County U as an access into where the water birds nest, if my memory serves me right. So the word moratorium, I don't believe, was on burials, because that never happened. There was never a time where somebody was told you can't be buried there. So it's, I guess it was up for interpretation, you know, from that meeting. And so that's my input on that.
All right, thank you. So is there any more discussion on the motion to approve the report and recommendations in the report? Seeing none, we'll vote on the motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Is there any subsequent motion that the committee feels appropriate at this time?
Sure, I'll take a stab at it.
Mr. Chair.
Trish.
Trish could take a stab at it.
I agree with Nancy. I think that that's where that confusion is at. So for purposes of trying to move forward and make sure we're dotting all the I's and all that stuff, I'd like some research to make sure that we got the right discussion points for the moratoriums. Because if the others have been lifted, that's fine. We don't have to worry about it. But if there's still an issue with that access road, then we should at least know what we did in the past so we can clarify it for the future.
Lisa?
Mr. Chair, for everybody's reference, the chronology is found on 138 of the packet, and it identifies all the sequence of events that happen with any moratoriums for the property itself. I'm confident that we did take action previously. I don't believe that there's, at least I know on my part, there isn't any confusion about what we did. I understand the issues that are being raised. We did have conversations about them. We did ask for certain things to be done to restrict access to the backside of the where the water birds nest. I don't believe that's what we're discussing here at this point, but the chronology is listed. It does lay out all the actions that were taken. So I guess I guess what I'll do then at this point is I'll offer up a motion to clarify for the work team that any and all previous moratoriums or restrictions to note for their record that they have been, those restrictions have been lifted.
Is there second? Okay, seconded by Jenny. Discussion on the motion. Come to the mic, please. Kathy.
Good morning.
You have 5 minutes.
Oh, you put a time limit here too now? I didn't know that. Well, I don't have a packet. I'm getting here late. I apologize. I came in at the end of the discussion, so I'd like a packet. And since everything's been lifted and you're going to get, is that including that road issue? So is it blocked, or is it locked, or is it set up, or is it going to open, or what's the deal with the road issue? Am I at 2 minutes? Does the clock stop?
There's 4 minutes left. No, it just continues to run.
Oh.
If you have more than one question, ask it. But if you just have the one question, your answer is probably going to take up your time.
No, I see the disrespect is still there. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for your comments. Pat?
So that entrance to that where the water birds is blocked. And when we notice people going out there, it does get investigated in search for somebody who's done that. So I know they're doing that. Dan's going to put that as part of his checks when he goes out there, so he's kind of our backup for doing the wells and stuff, so his team. And we are improving the access to the U site, so we added some additional gravel in there to improve it. We put the signage that was on the sacred burials sites, we moved those over off of County U, so we're and continue to improve that access so it's easier for the people to use where the water birds nest at the county U. So, and we will continue to look. We have problems with access in other areas, and what we've been doing lately is we've been putting boulders out, and maybe that's what we ought to do out there. So we'll continue to monitor that and investigate when somebody does go through that, and that'll be a trespassing issue. And because also the farm's concerned about that because they could be wrecking their crop, or they could be running over trees. So whoever is doing that is responsible for replacing those damages and stuff too. So they will be enforced. So.
All right. Thank you for your clarification, Pat. Is there any more discussion on the motion?
Questions, Chair?
Ernie?
Pat, you might be able to answer this. Real quick, so going back to the redirecting, because again, looking at the beautification, the beautiful aspect of the water birds, or the water birds' nest, and a place that I've spent a lot of time with my family, and just going out there and so for the overlook, is that still going to be accessible from County U? So walking around, are you still able to go up on the hill? And because there's signage up there, isn't
there? Yeah, there's signage. There's an overlook there. We also want to look at improving, continue to improve the access road. We actually are looking at maybe also having that access reach around to more toward the west end too. South End. And having those trail systems through there, but stay on the side of County U site. So yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Any more discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll vote on the motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Any more subsequent action at this point? Seeing none, thank you all for the presentation and all the hard work that has gone into assuring that the cemetery issues have been dealt with and that we continue to have a place where we can bury our loved ones into the future. Thank you.
Thank you.
With that, I guess I'll entertain a motion to adjourn at 11:47.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you, everybody.